I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Midlife Mavericks. I'm your host, Allison Jacobson, and I'm so glad you're joining us. If you are new to this podcast, we talk about everything regarding midlife and how to make it the best chapter of your life. If you're a woman, reimagining the dreams and the goals you had before you had all the roles and achieving them and making it a kick-ass life for yourself. I also have on guests who talk about money, sex, fitness, health, food, everything and anything to make your life the best it can be in midlife. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review, start following, share this so that we can get more midlife women to hear about it. So what I wanted to talk about today is redesigning the empty nest. It's May. There's a whole host of graduations going on, and it's just a few months until our kids are off to college. My baby is heading off in August, which is really weird. I can't believe it. But I'm excited for her. I really am. I'm shocked, though, at how many women sit around and are sad about it. I'm actually not shocked. And that's one of the things as a coach that I see, because too often women have put off their happiness, put off their goals, put off their dreams until their kids head off to college. And then it happens. And they sit there and say, oh my God, I'm stuck with my husband. Now what do I do? There's no buffer. Or I was doing everything being mom and all of the activities. Now what am I going to do with all my free time? Am I going to find a job? What am I going to do? And so there's a lot of angst and sadness that happens when our kids go to college that has nothing to do with sadness over them. It's the sadness and the realization that our lives are about to change pretty darn dramatically. And so that's why I want to talk about redesigning the empty nest. So I'm pretty excited. I'm very excited about my daughter going off to college. We're not going to have a complete empty nest. My mom lives with us, and my son, who's 25 with intellectual disabilities, he lives with us as well. But I am so excited to get to know my husband. This is our second marriage, and we got married, my baby was 4. And so we never had that honeymoon time, that alone time to really bring us together. Plus, we had a lot of crisis right from the beginning because he was diagnosed with primary progressive MS 4 weeks after we were married. So our lives have always been busy and chaotic. We didn't even have a honeymoon. We took the kids with us and had a family moon. So we haven't had that alone time that I'm really looking forward to. Now, because of his disability, we don't have the spontaneity necessarily that I would like. Like, we can't just pack up and take a plane ride somewhere. That's not possible. And before we decide to go off to a restaurant, we have to make sure it's handicap accessible. So we have to do some planning. But I can, on a Friday night, say, hey, let's go to the beach. Or, hey, let's go and listen to some music. Or, hey, let's pack up and go away on a drive for the weekend. And I'm really looking forward to having that to do. I'm also, though, looking really forward to rediscovering myself and having that time to say, who do I really want to be? What do I want to do? And I do a lot of self-reflection. I do a lot of journaling, but now it's here and now I can really do it. So I would ask you, how are you going to redesign your empty nest? Are you scared to death of what the future looks like? Because I'm telling you, that can change. One of the exercises I want you to do is to sit down and start journaling on, what does a perfect day look like for me? Where am I waking up? What am I doing when I wake up? What am I seeing? What am I smelling? What am I eating? What am I doing after breakfast? Am I going to an office? Am I volunteering? Am I going to the gym? Am I getting on a plane? What am I doing? And I want you to go through that entire day, because when you give yourself the permission to start envisioning your perfect day, then you can start achieving it. And you absolutely deserve to have it now, whether you're married or whether you're not, whether you're deciding to do this solo parts of it or with girlfriends or with your romantic partner, whatever it is, you can have it all and you deserve to have it all. And at the same time, if you have been staying in a bad marriage or an okay marriage, if you have put everything on the back burner for your kids and now you're like, "What? I don't have any skills. I can't go back to work, but I really want to go back to work." That is all doable. And that's actually the coaching I do one-on-one with women, is to help them recognize what those goals are, what the obstacles are to achieving them, and then putting together a plan for getting to where you want to be. So think about what that is looking like and enjoy the time that's coming up. Anticipate it. I know it's bittersweet with your kids going off to school. And believe me, I'm going to be sobbing my eyes out at her graduation. But at the same time, I know this is something that she is so ready for. And I'm just so excited for that. So I'd love to know what you're thinking is about this. And if you're looking for other women to support you and who share the same feelings, head over to my Facebook group, Midlife Mavericks, Fabulous Fierce Females. I promise you will find women in there who feel the same way as you do. And if you want some just support, encouragement, motivation, you can pick up my book, Daily Inspirations for Midlife Women, A Guide to Peace, Joy, Confidence, and Abundance. It's available on Amazon, and you can grab that as well. So let me know what this next chapter is going to look like for you, how you are going to redesign your empty nest. Can't wait to hear from you. Bye now.